You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Geeking out across the globe, hold on to your butts. It's the Geek.io Show.
The Geek.io Show.
Yes, you know that's the case. Now I can say that word when CJ's not around. That's right. Welcome, one and all, to the circus that you've come to know and love. That is the Geek.io Show, your podcast of playground. Episode number 249, recorded Thursday, the 7th of June, 2018. The boats have left the dock. They're no longer in dock. They're no longer docking.
How do you know that?
I mean, they've got two kids, so.
I mean, there's at least two cases of docking happening. Is that how babies are made? Anyway, I'm Dale. How babies are made, Campbell.
I'm Raul. I forget, when a mommy boat and a daddy boat love each other very much.
I'm Carrie, still pissed about that 15 minutes of fame, Wilcox.
Oh.
And I'm Josh. There's a pun here somewhere, but it's not coming up just yet.
Ooh.
Do we need to weigh anchor for a minute?
There it is.
Yeah, we gotta steady the waters a bit.
As long as we... As long as we don't get into a row over it.
It wouldn't be a show without at least a few puns.
Gotta make waves somehow.
Just remember, safe docking doesn't include pulling out the semen.
And with that, you Josh know is- the kind of show we're having.
Yeah, no, I'm getting stared at, so you know that was a horrible one.
See, I thought I set the bar pretty... pretty excellently, and pre-show, to be honest. If you haven't already, go watch Full Metal Alchemist. That's all I'm saying. Waiting for my microphone to be muted. How's everyone doing? How are we all doing?
Yeah. Doing pretty good. Trying to stay cool.
Oh, God. Mm. Yeah, by the way...
Yeah, I saw that temperature post the other day, Raul. Fuck that noise.
Texas tried to kill me once. Never again.
You almost got me once, Texas. I will not be fooled twice.
By the way, I saw your notes in the notes, Raul, and I was like, why is Raul writing about owls? Oh.
Yeah, I saw that and read that as hoot hoot.
With same.
he's writing about knocked owls.
Or he's visiting the very popular Australian franchise Night Owl.
Or but like, is he rotating the owls?
Rotate your owl for science.
I'll link you the video after the show, Dale.
That would be great.
For this experiment, you are going to need one sterilized, sanitized scientific owl.
Speaking of the notes, let's head on into a thing that I didn't have to give up because I'm bad at segues.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
I got your back, Dale.
Thank you. Thanks, Ral. I'm so glad we could turn the echo on. The aircon.
Oh.
The aircon.
The aircon.
Aircon. Aircon. This show has turned what? The air conditioning on because we're just so hot.
I mean, I'm sure Raul would love more aircon.
I mean, that's very true. Because, you know, because it's what, 109.25 degrees? 109.25.
Dale, do I need to get hotter for you? I'm already hot for you, Dale.
Whoa! Listen, we got a follow up.
If Raul gets much hotter, he's going to spontaneously combust.
Right?
And it would still be cooler than it is outside. Okay.
Cool. Will be, you know, Calcifer instead of Mikun.
Calcifer. Oh my God. House Movie Castle is such a great movie. Okay, it's 9:30 and it's still 87 degrees outside.
What? That ain't right.
That ain't right. That ain't right. I mean, we're cooler than Texas. How does that work?
Because you're winter.
And winters are still pretty hot.
What time is it here? I just said. Let's try. What temperature is it?
I mean, the time is.
It is 78 here, and Google thinks it's raining.
Google thinks it's raining.
Or no, Google thinks it's going to rain, rather.
Ah, gotcha.
Or thunder. Ooh, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, too. Yay.
I mean, it's 79 here, but it's in the middle of the day, so I can understand that. Hey, I'm going to go first because it's my show, apparently. I don't know how I ended up hosting this show. So I haven't officially announced this here. So we're going to build this up to pretend
Dale?
Anywhere.
What are you going to announce? What?
What? I'm going to announce an announcement. That's how that works. So I got accepted to participate in the Disney International Program. Which means I get to work at Disney World in Floranda. Apparently it's pronounced. I don't know. It's called Floranda.
Where is that, Floranda?
Floranda. And people describe it as the Wang State.
Just out there by the gardens.
Exactly. The gardens. People, some call it a veranda.
Cocktails out there, you know, after the dance and whatnot.
Exactly. People call it a nice
fancy dinner. We'll adjourn to the Floranda.
Thank you, Carrie, for the bits. Thank you so much. Stay lit. That's Disney.
Literally.
Well, wouldn't that be great if I streamed some Dale Does Disney from Disney? That would be so technically hard to set up, but
just live from Vista Way.
Vista Way. I put that in as my first preference.
Did you really?
I did actually put that in as my first
preference. That's amazing. Sorry. Have you even seen that video yet?
I have not seen that video. And that's
how it's pronounced, wrong, right? It's called Vista Way.
Yeah, if you watch the video, like it's just called Vista Way, but all of the people that work there, they all call it Vista Way.
So I haven't seen that video. That's on my to-do list. I need to watch that video. I need to do other things before tomorrow.
On top of the other 1,000 things that you have to do.
I mean, yes, but also I've known about that video for 3 weeks now. But also, I need to pack up basically my entire apartment, need to pack it up, need to put everything in storage, and figure out how I'm getting to America. That's pretty much my to-do list. It's my two things on my to-do list. Pack up my apartment and get to America.
Well, what you do is you just pack all your clothes inside the generic live file cabinet. You duct tape it closed, duct tape it to a dolly, and then show up with that as your luggage and get on a plane.
I mean, it's pretty big. It's got, like, the drawers, I don't know if that's coming out on stream or not. Vomit cam, but that's how big the drawers are. They're pretty...
That's why you duct tape them closed.
Exactly, and duct tape fixes everything. Can you
charge for that thing?
No.
Or wrap it up and just ship it through FedEx.
Yeah, because that's going to be reliable. It's also, could you imagine like the baggage handlers at the airport trying to get this thing on the plane? That would be amazing.
Especially with the way they throw things around. Like, have you ever sat like over the wing of an airplane and watched them just throw bags?
Or from the terminal, like
yeah, and like I don't I understand, like, they've got a shit ton to do in a very small time window. So, yeah, it's they've got to be expedient. But at the same time, part of me always just winces every time.
Yeah, that's why whenever I have something breakable, I wrap it in my clothes. Give it that nice cushion.
Or better yet, just bring it on your carry-on if you have one.
If they let you have it on your carry-on when you buy something.
It depends on, like, what it is and what size it is.
Well, yeah, wine bottles... liquor bottles, yeah, it has to go into your checked luggage.
But if you have like a mug or something, yeah, it's liquid.
I suppose.
Yeah. Well, thing is that anything you buy in the terminal, you can take on the plane, I think, right?
Yeah, anything that you buy after, like outside, once you're through security, because all that stuff gets cleared when the vendors bring it in.
Right. Yeah. And you guys still have to do the hands up, touch your toes, do star jumps. Security thing, right? Still do that.
Yeah, I have pre-check and I still have to do that shit.
I know, it's so dumb. And I see that. Oh, star jumps, that's Carson Reiner. Yeah, well, you have to do
I'm still jealous that you actually have that shirt, Dale.
I know, right? The limited edition gold class.
The only thing for security for me is just I stand in the scanning machine and it just does hits on where, like, okay, there's something here or something going on here. They pat me down and they say, okay, all good, go.
But you guys have to take belts off. You have to take all your food out. You have to take your shoes off.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, like, takes the longest to get everything back on.
Yeah, well, that and, like, people still, like, even though there's all these signs everywhere and TSA agents walking the line telling you to take your shoes off, people don't do it until the last fucking second and they hold up the line. Whereas, like, when I travel, as soon as I hit that table, shoes are off in the bag, travel vest off in the bag, jacket off in the bag, bag is right next to the tray thing. Like, go, move, get out of the way of the people behind you.
It's so dumb. And the TSA pre-line is getting longer and longer too. That's what I'm envious about too. And it's just like, there's no one in the TSA line here. And thank God for that. And, you know, the TSA pre-line's out the door. And it's just like, what's the point?
20 minutes to check your bag?
Yeah, Carson Rhino says she had a Kindle in the bag and forgot to take it out. And it took 20 minutes to check my bag.
Oh, yeah.
It took 20 minutes to check my check on bag because I didn't take my lovely lady delicious pineapple lumps out. And they're like, what is this square-shaped thing in your bag, sir?
Clearly, they felt like the country was under attack with those in your bag.
They thought they were
bullets, right?
Yeah, they were bullets.
The Detroit airport thought that my concealer was mace.
Yeah, don't worry, Rhino. I will never deprive you of the pineapple lumps. You are more than welcome to those disappointing pieces of shit.
Meanwhile, I get all of the rations. Good.
I really enjoy pineapple lumps.
No, see, here's the problem with pineapple lumps.
Yeah.
I was pitched pineapple lumps. I saw the packaging. I saw what it looked like in the packaging. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, it's going to be a chocolate-covered piece of dried pineapple. And vigorously bit into one. And it was treated to some kind of deranged peep want-to-be marshmallow fluff roughly flavored in an attempt at what pineapple should taste like if you described it to someone with no taste buds.
Never vigorously bite into lumps. Lesson 112 from Dale.
I thought I was getting delicious dried pineapple covered in chocolate.
It's pineapple juice though, isn't it?
I mean, they grow pineapples in Florida, right?
Do they?
I'm not sure.
I don't actually know. You're asking the wrong person.
Even I don't know this because most of what we grow that I know of is, like, we've got sugarcane, we've got oranges, we've got strawberries. We have tomatoes actually, because when we had some unseasonable hard freezes, a lot of our local burger joints ran out of tomatoes. And we have key limes. And do not get our friend from New Zealand started on the difference between key limes and regular limes. Because he had key limes here in key lime pie here in Florida and fell in love with it. And then went back to New Zealand and saw that they had key lime pie on the menu at a restaurant, but it was made with normal limes. And he went on this tirade.
Yeah, absolutely livid.
So packing up my life and heading to Disney. I know. Woe is me, right?
Oh, you, so terrible.
You do need to bring like a bunch of Aussie snacks with you though to like ease the transition into America life.
Wait, are you pretty much running away from home to join the circus?
I'm trans-American. That's what I'm becoming. I'm Australian, but I'll probably identify as an American.
So are you going to be in like with other international people? Like,
yes. So they brought us. Yeah, they brought us all together in rooms like from 2 to 8 across like 4 different housing areas. Oh, Mr. Okay. Wade is one of them, which is everyone's put as their first preference. So it's going to be very interesting to see who ends up getting it.
So were you like the only one from Australia or like one of like 5 or 6?
One of about, there's probably about like 50 of us going. So,
oh, wow.
You know, there's quite a few of us, but like up to about 1,000 or so apply. Like they get through a lot of applications throughout the show course of my ad title, Dale running away from home to join the circus. That's pretty much my life.
Fun fact, my high school class voted me most likely to run a theme park.
Kind of see that.
I mean, a little bit. Here we are.
Here we are.
Yes. When Carrie has to host S4 and wrangle CJ and Jazz.
Actually, they're like the easiest two to wrangle.
It's that Dale that's really difficult these days. I tell you what, he's just, his rider at the moment is like 2 pages long. It's so ridiculous.
Well, because pretty much all I do is I mute myself and type timestamps into the Zoom chat. That is the extent of wrangling I do with those two. But
anyway, we should start doing that on this show, right?
But isn't it like...
Hey, CJ's away. Sorry.
I think Vista Way is like one of the nicer complexes, which is why everybody applies for it. And also, apparently, it's known for like being where all the really hot girls live.
One of the two things is what I'm interested in that sentence. But also, it's CJ's away, so I have to get at least one jab in, right?
Is that so how that works? Vista Way, it's pretty much called View Way.
No, it's called, yeah. Vista.
Yeah, Vista is way is
or
is
alternately shitty Windows operating system way.
Don't be mad. Follow the shitty Windows operating system way. That's a new tagline.
I'm still hurt. Vista hurt me bad.
I skipped it entirely.
I wouldn't count much.
Way.
Vista dude.
That's what Dale did too.
Give me all the Vista dudes. Speaking of which, question mark. I watched the first episode of the new series of 13 Reasons Why. I'm going to need a timer because I'm going to limit myself to like 1 minute on all of that. I've only seen the first episode.
And time's up.
And can that be the name of the episode? ... and time's up. Exclamation point. And done. But I don't like... Also, spoilers, if you don't want spoilers, because this is Dale Unhinged, so you're gonna get spoilers, .com/not really/13 Reasons Why is kind of terrible. But how the whole motif in the first season is the tapes, right? And the motif in the second one is Polaroid pictures that generic creepy high school guy that's into photography so we can get all the girls, every single one of them. And they try to put episodes in there as kind of fluff for some reason, and they don't, like the first season, they don't heavily rely on the tapes. They have, I can't remember how many pictures now, but 6 pictures all season. It's Netflix milking this concept of let's pick a media and let's force it into the show, because guess what? The source material, we don't have any anymore because we lost it all because we made a season of this show because, you know, we used all the source material. So, you know, what are we going to do now? I don't know.
Here's a thought. Cancel it.
Right, and leave it as a, like a mini series or something. I suppose there's 13 episodes. Or
cancel it and remove it from Netflix.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry. I refuse to accept and, you know, be okay with the existence of a series that glorifies and romanticizes suicide.
Right.
There is a massive depression epidemic, especially here in the States. And that is not something people need to be seeing as, hey, it's okay to kill yourself because, you know, look how well it worked out in this show.
I agree. However, I would add that it does have the romanticized. It's literally a romanticized show. It's a romance show. It's a romance teen drama, whatever you want to put it under. And it has Selena Gomez and is an executive producer, and that has.
Yeah, that's a whole other reason to skip it.
Well, the song she did for this season is actually not bad.
Who did she have him write them for?
What was that?
Who did she have write them for her?
She did it. She wrote them. Well, actually, yeah.
How many co-writers were there?
912. But she still wrote it. She's still one of them. Right. Unlike this show that has no co-writers on it, which we all write our own stuff, assuming that the show is scripted.
Wait, you write your stuff?
Yes. Actually, timed out really. I don't really want to think of that.
Shots fired.
But I don't know. I'm going to watch the rest of the season to give it a chance because that's just what I do. I can't not finish a show once I've started it. But I don't.
It's real easy. Play something better. Play something actually worth your time.
Or, you know.
DreamWorks of Ultron. That's a great show.
I was about to say, or you can just watch Voltron.
Or you can just watch Voltron. Good.
I haven't started the new season yet.
So, but and I understand this is like 5 minutes worth of stuff when I was meant to be cramming into a minute, but I'll say this. It's like, I don't know how I don't see the point of Netflix going, we need to fill this season out and not leave it as a 6-episode season. They feel the need to extend it on longer than what they need to, and it kind of dilutes the plot a little bit. Plot, in air quotes.
Heavy air quotes.
Italicized, bold, underline, bright black. Sorry, bold black, bright black. But I just wanted to get that off my chest, you know, because I needed a place to rant, and apparently this show is that. Hey, Rao, what have you been up to?
Oh boy, Southwest Texas has been hot, it's not hoot, it's hot. What makes it worse is that at work, our AC's been dead for like the past almost month. But it sucks. I mean, we go out to campus and we work on something, AC works. But when we come back to just this hot box.
You should
have fans going.
And not the good kind of hot box either.
You bring a like a thermometer with you, Raul, and contact OSHA if they don't fix this shit.
We're at like 86, 87.
That's too hot for indoor working conditions.
Well, I mean, indoor working conditions for a tech. I mean, we're in front of a computer.
Bill.
But yeah, we have a giant, like, I don't know if you had it there, but like, you know those big gym fans?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have one in marching band and like to shout in it into it.
We have one of those. We have, let's see. One tech has a little small fan next to him, a box fan, and then I've got a blower fan next to me. And it's still hot in there. We've been...
because all those fans are doing is circulating hot air.
What?
Yeah, we ended up opening the windows to let the hot air out because we're trying to pull cold air from the hallway because the hallway still has AC.
Y'all need to get some dry ice.
Yeah, what we've been doing, we've been taking our cups over to the main office because they have an ice machine. So we've just been munching on ice the entire time.
See, the problem with that is, and here I go again talking medical stuff. Second time tonight. The body can't actually properly digest cold water. So it actually has to heat it up before it can start to process it. So by drinking cold water or chewing ice, you're actually making it worse.
You know what?
Because your body has to raise its temperature to warm the water up so that it can process it.
What?
Raul, question. Your workplace has like a break room kind of thing, right? Or like at least a kitchen?
Yes.
Is there a freezer in that kitchen?
Yes.
Freeze a wet paper towel. And then take that frozen wet paper towel and put it on the back of your neck while you work. We did that when we were painting the house, and it was the most glorious thing.
Mm, nice. Okay. Yeah. Thing is that our shop is actually a classroom, and it's just a regular hallway with classrooms on both sides. One side is our shop area, and the other side's our warehouse area.
Huh.
So this room, we have our refrigerator that we took from when they moved us, and it's got a sink and all that. So yeah, I'll try that. I'll put a paper towel, freeze it, and then I'll put it in the
make it damp. Like, don't make it super super wet, but make it like damp, and then stick it in the freezer.
Get it nice and moist.
Damn it. I was going to say that, and I saw you leaning down to talk, so I didn't talk over you. Thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have a lot of tells like that.
I so, cleared the runway for you, though. You're welcome.
The bad comments are loading.
Bad comments
are coming. What's bad about it is that we're on 4:10s right now, so we get in at 7, and we don't get out till 5:30. So whenever we get a chance to go onto campus to someone we know that has AC, we're like, okay, I'm just going to take my time. Pick at the keyboards, like, oh, yeah, this is hard. I fixed it 20 minutes ago. Yeah, this is really taking its time. Oh, I think it's going to be like at least another hour.
Carrie doing visual bits on an audio podcast.
Hey, we have two whole viewers tonight.
Oh,
and the way I cool down when I finally get home at 5:30, playing 20XX.
With booze.
Josh, you know, yes, that was yesterday, but I have been playing it before, but. What?
Incoming.
Oh God! What is this? What are we in for? Okay. So I'm not sorry for that for audio listeners.
Okay, I'm gonna read it.
Okay, go for it.
It's a, what is that? A book or it's like a sign. It's a display? It's a sign. Sharing your love of tentacles is not weird. Not loving tentacles, now that's weird. Montreal Bay Aquarium. Share the love.
Bad comments. Loading.
Who approved that bold marketing? Sometimes.
We all have to love our tentacles.
Who approved that?
Marketing. Which
someone had to look at that markup and think, yes, this is a good idea.
They're probably playing off of that, to be perfectly honest.
They probably have never seen Japanese anime.
They probably have, and that's the joke.
Either very ironic or very naive.
I'm saying this was entirely on purpose.
Hey, where is that again?
The Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Where's Monterey Bay?
What one of the reactions is the gif of Johnny Bravo. I'm sickened. But curious.
California, says Carson Runner. Hey, California, is it on Catalina Island? Let's go! That's a GLS joke that no one gets.
So, yeah.
You need to do a GLS live from Catalina Island one day, Dale.
And then have Leslie Stovall. Whoa.
Whoa.
Rebel's like, pay attention to me.
All right, no. Go.
Oh. Josh knows about this. 20XX is a great game.
Yeah, it is.
I actually got up, not last night because I was drinking, but I think the night before I got up to the first cutscene where you're in front of the scientists and they're trying to, I guess, destroy you or something, and you hit the wrong button and you get a... Yeah, and something crawls out and cuts a cable.
That's your little helper robot.
Yeah. But it's like really fun. Like, I didn't notice that one of the labs was take no damage. I thought it was speed, and I took damage. I'm like, what?
Oh yeah, and we wrote a new rule for liquid handicap streams of 20XX. Anytime you encounter a very safe laboratory, you have two options. You may take the upgrade, or you may take a drink.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I thought you had to complete it or take a drink.
No, not the glory holes. Not the glory holes.
I still love that that's what they call them.
Wait, which is the very safe?
The very safe laboratories are the ones that just have the single augment in them with the big scary red hologram of one of the doctors.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't think I've seen that yet.
They are very rare, but what they offer are the really crazy, beneficial / super harmful augments.
The one where CJ got all of the pets was from one of those.
Ah.
All of the pets, but couldn't use any of his attacks. He was the Pokemon master.
Josh got one that randomized his stats every level.
Oh, that must have been fun.
It got really interesting because at one point I had like 20 some health. Like the health bar actually had to switch to number/number because I had so much. It couldn't actually display enough pips.
Oh,
damn. And also in 20XX, I just went blank. Why can't I think of what I was going to say? Oh, the levels get harder or difficult depending what order they pop up in, right?
Right. The longer you go on a run, the more difficult it gets.
Oh, okay.
Levels will spawn more of their unique, hazards and whatnot. The platforming sequences will get more difficult. The bosses become stronger.
Yeah. Kind of wish there was a save option. Just not a save and exit.
Yeah, but I mean that's understandable with a roguelike game.
But I do like that they have their easy mode is actually gives you 3 lives.
Yeah.
And that's all that I've noticed between it's just the same game as a normal game, but it just gives you 3 lives. I wish they had an option that you could get more lives.
I mean, you could get the Phoenix pet. That's a free res.
Yes, I remember when CJ found that out. He's like,
wait, I'm not dead?
I'm not dead? What?
Ow. Normal, easy, and Contra. Normal, easy, and Contra the Alien Wars.
What?
Normal, and easy, I mean, Contra, and Lion King?
Lion
King. So talking about ice, so eating ice during winter would make you warm?
No, it would keep you cold.
At that point, because your body is already cold.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry for that segue. I've also been watching a lot of YouTube videos of all the new tech coming out of Commutech from Taipei. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Intel announced a new processor, their 40-year anniversary. It's called the 8086, which is the first processor they made for the 8086 chip. So this is just their top of the line right now.
The serial number.
Yes, they're just reusing the serial number. Which their top of the line is like 8087. But this is just like, oh hey, look, for all the nerds. And then AMD comes out and they announce a massive second gen of Threadripper, which is a 32 cores, 64 thread processor, which is a beast. They've announced the second gen of their Ryzen, which they released a couple months ago, actually. All their partners that they have, they're trying to get like the full chips onto mobile without using like a mobile chip, like an actual like full blown. They announced a 7-nanometer graphics card, which will see the market for like 2 hours maybe, and then they'll all be gone, and then the price will skyrocket.
Bitcoin miners, damn
you Bitcoin miners.
Yes, I can't get a new video card because I'm not going to spend $800 on a video card.
And those are the cheap ones.
Yeah. What?
Dinkelberg.
They came out with a lot of like nice monitors, like HDR, high dynamic range, 4K running at like 144 hertz, probably a $4,000 or $5,000 monitor. They've got like their ultra super wides, which are like double the size of my monitor. Let's see, what is it? Oh, RGB everywhere. Everywhere RGB.
Let's be fair. We geeks have gotten a taste of the RGB and we love it.
Yes.
So pretty. I mean,
I saw. I can't remember where I found it, but it was just this little GIF. Someone had put a freaking hologram projector in their rig.
Oh,
and so there was like a little Hatsune Miku dancing on top of the hard drive.
They actually have a little OLED screen on the CPU. Block on the liquid cooler block, they actually have a little OLED screen that you can actually program to put a picture on there, run the logo, all that stuff. They have G-Skill. They showed off like the regular memory that they have, like the Trident series. There's a new one where it's kind of like a diamond or crystallized prism where the RGB's at on top, which it looks beautiful.
One of these days, when I don't have more important things to spend money on, you're going to see that in this rig because I use that series of RAM already.
Oh, nice. you got the non-RGB one, right?
Yeah, because the RGB one wasn't out when I built that computer, but I have the regular one, so all I don't need to change it out. I can just add more.
What do you have? DDR3 or 4?
DDR4.
Okay. Yeah.
Herbig's classy like that.
I think you have DDR4, don't you? DDR4
memory. Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. Him? I know it's blue.
I mean, that's a lot of
that. What
that process is a very important aspect of things to me.
Blue.
What processor are you using? Do you know that?
I think it's the one right before Skylake.
Oh, you're using an Intel.
Yeah.
Okay, so then yeah, it's probably a DDR4. But yeah, I mean, it's
DDR3.
Okay.
What I have, I mean.
Okay. Yeah, DDR3 might not be too expensive. DDR4 right now is just through the roof.
Yeah, because the bitminers are using that too.
Well, no, it's just not that. It's just that they've also been charged with colluding between the RAM manufacturer.
Oh, good. Violations of antitrust law.
Yeah, so they've taken them to court for that. So hopefully RAM will come down, because I think I spent on sale for my 16 gigs like $180. But yeah, it was well worth the 16 gigs. I saw that the next H440 case. Oh my god. But it's like a giant like prototype warehouse. Like you go, they actually have a laptop. The touch pad is actually a touch screen.
Ooh. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
They showed off some portable monitors.
Hmm.
And yeah, it's just like so much, like all the videos I've been watching off it. And the reason why they have it in Taipei is that's where all their manufacturing's at.
Well, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
With Chris and Ryan, I'd probably break everything. I'd probably be like the kid in the candy store just breaking stuff.
And I think it's Asus release is going to release like a high-performance gaming phone with a fan. It pretty much looks like a Switch that's just shrunk down to a phone with these awkward-looking controllers on each side.
So it's Asus's version of the Switch?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Switch template Asus. Just put Asus in there.
Yeah.
Carrie,
what have you been up to?
Playing some Stardew Valley. I technically beat the game and am now just going to make all of the money.
What?
You're playing that on the Switch or the PC?
PC. I've had Stardew Valley for a very long time. I have been considering getting it on Switch as well. Just so like while Josh is playing PS4, I could be sitting there with the Switch playing on a farm. But
Stardew Valley, of course, Rhino has been giving me the hard sell on she's giving me the hard sell on Stardew Valley, and I am about a foot away from buying it.
It's real damn good, Dale. I have 80 hours in it so far, and well, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I didn't even get into any of the dating sim part of it.
Those are good, sorry, except for like when you get friendship with certain villagers and like, I just want to go to this place and do this thing. But then you run into the villager and you get a friendship cutscene with them and you're like, no, I have to go see Marnie. Wait, shit. Marnie's not at her store. Like, she never fucking is. I'm sure, Dale, if you've been watching the streams, you've heard Rhino and me rant about Marnie. Also, been knitting a little bit more. I was going to show off my project, but I don't have it with me, and I didn't feel like getting up in the middle of a stream and getting it, so I will try and find that when we go on break. But I have been knitting a shawl that was written, the pattern was written by our dear friend Rhino. And I have been enjoying it quite a little bit, quite a lot, rather. It is the first pattern that I don't have to think about what I'm doing. I just remember it because it's not like super ridiculously complicated. And I love it. And it's going to be comfy. And I want to finish it, but I'm also lazy. Josh!
The struggle is real. All right. So I'll go get you.
I want to do the segue on that, please. Just clarify on that one.
I've been working a lot this week, so I haven't had, which is weird because we've been short on hours at work, but it's been a hot minute since we've actually done a proper G3. So, recently in the past couple of weeks, I finished the new God of War for PlayStation 4, which fantastic game start to finish. It was also the first game I've ever actually platted.
Wow.
Which felt particularly nice. Now, granted, I didn't play it on the super crazy high difficulty levels because I wanted to actually be able to enjoy the game without wanting to rip my hands off and throw them at the screen.
Yeah.
Your hands, not the controller. Just
rip. So it was full circle for our sound system.
But also, how are you going to throw them at the screen if you don't have any hands?
Use the stumps.
You made just platinum God of War without playing on the hard difficulty?
Yeah, nothing, as far as the trophies are concerned, are locked behind a difficulty level.
Huh.
So there is no trophy for beating the game on give me a challenge. Which, by the way, I love the way God of War did their difficulty levels. It's not easy, medium, or easy, normal, hard, extreme. It's give me a story. Give me a balanced experience. Give me a challenge. Give me God of War. And that was nice. So I chose a balanced experience, and I ran into things at in the game that gave me a hard time, that made foul words come out of my mouth, that made me say, okay, I need to come back to this later. I'm clearly not strong enough yet. But I was able to do literally everything that you can do in the game, other than apparently a few very well-hidden secrets, which kudos to the devs.
Right.
And platted the game by beating it, and it was an extremely enjoyable experience. I know not everyone is super crazy about it because they're diehard fans of the original God of War, but this is meant as a pseudo reboot, and I really like the direction they're taking it, whereas the original God of War games didn't hold a whole lot of appeal to me.
And but it's an open-world God of War game.
Yeah, I mean, you can go pretty much anywhere, although your side characters do like kind of make passing commentary about whether or not we should, you know, be going to certain places, or hey, if you want to go do this, that's okay too. But yeah, it's a gorgeous game. It's very well written, very well acted. And it's really freaking good. So if you have the opportunity to play it, do so. Sorry, Xbox owners.
Doesn't Xbox have
Minecraft,
Halo, and Forza, and what else does Halo have? What else does Xbox?
What else does Halo?
I mean, that basically sums it up. Though, is Xbox has been clinging to the same basic concept of franchises for several systems now.
It has sports, I think.
What, Halo or Xbox?
Yes.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, There was a piece of artwork I saw right before God of War, released. Like it was like the last couple of days before it was available, and it was Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn helping Atreus from God of War with his aim, and Kratos is just like, now show the boy where to fire, and Aloy's like, right there in the Xbox owner's hopes and dreams.
Oh.
Like, okay, PS4, I know we're going to talk more about this if you have time to join us for any of the streams for S4 on Sun for Gamer Geeks on Sunday because we're going to be doing the review. I'm going to watch the streams.
The live. E3 coverage.
The E3 coverage
is what he's talking about. We're covering E3.
Yes, covering E3 this weekend. It's going to be insane. I'm really looking forward to Tuesday because that's when Nintendo. But we got Bethesda on Sunday. Oh man, Bethesda's Fallout 76, whatever that is.
Supposedly an MMO.
Hang on. Sidebar though, about Sunday night, just want to clarify this live on air because, again, CJ's not here, so I have to do it. Does that mean I can't do a 5-hour GLS post show like I did this week?
Yeah, let's it means you can't do a 5-hour GLS post show.
Damn it.
I mean, if you start earlier in the day, maybe.
I'm not getting up early.
Let's do a 5-hour GLS pre-show, and it's just footage of Dale's, like, the foot of Dale's bed as you sleep.
I mean, I suggested making beetroot lattes live on the internet. That would be the most bizarrest thing. Discord.
But yeah, outside of that, been playing some 20XX myself. I have come so very close to beating the game and then failing miserably. So, but it's if you guys have Steam and you don't have 20XX yet, do yourself a favor. If you're a fan of roguelikes, if you're a fan of Mega Man style games, pick it up. It's so fun. They put so much love into it. It's got a great sense of humor, and you can play it co-op with people, which I think is where the game really starts to take on a special sort of shine. If you've watched my Liquid Handicaps with CJ in the past of this game, CJ, don't pick up that speed power up. Gotta go fast! And we wind up invariably dying because we can't control the characters because they're moving so quickly.
I had an issue last night where I wasn't sticking to the magnetic ceilings. Yeah, I don't know why. I think because as soon as I hit stream, I started to lag. But that's probably because I'm streaming and playing on the same system.
That would do it.
Yeah. So I've got another computer that I'm getting ready that I'm going to use as a streaming PC.
So, ready for your PC.
Yeah.
Just me.
Yeah, outside of that, we are slowly getting order reestablished here in the Nerd Cave. The Mecha are coming back out of hibernation, back up onto the shelves where they so rightly belong. It's not quite the menagerie it used to be behind me, but we are getting there.
Menagerie. That's a word in the English language that you don't hear too often.
I have an advanced vernacular, sir.
Ooh, way too advanced for me. I'm from Australia. What's a vocabulary? It's not the same over and over and over again. I'm not saying it live on air.
I will. I'm from Australia. What's a vernacular, you cunt?
Ah! Someone else add that to the show title.
You throw it on the Barbie.
Throw your vocabulary on the Barbie. Grilled vocabulary.
Dale, you're precious. I love you. But yeah, that's about it for me.
Awesome sauce. Well, vocab on the Barbie. Nice. Alrighty. Well, we're going to head to the break. And we're going to, on the other side of the break, we've got a game. Not only do I have to apparently host this show, I still have to
play. Done.
It's a game. It's been a while since we've done a Dale game. I'm really looking forward to this, so...
Oh, damn. Look at the time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Why did it land back on your desk?
Oh, no, it did. Well, it did, and then it fell off.
Uh-oh. Josh's camera freaked out.
Uh-oh.
Now Josh is Gary and Gary is Josh.
Now Josh is Gary and Gary is Josh.
Everything's okay now.
I was going to switch to your camera, but you really got me.
Best thing ever. All right, so...
I could have just switched names, but I decided to just switch the videos. I could have made this easier on me, but no.
No, can't have it easy. No. All right. So I thought I'd pick a song that would that I liked and would kind of symbolize, help me tie the game into the show. So we're going to be playing Professor Shy Guy's Plug In Baby, featuring Kieran Strange from Professor Shy Guy's 2014 album History 1-1. Pro tip, we actually did a History 1-1 listen party when it came out with Professor Shy Guy. Little flashback FM for you.
A throwback Thursday, if you will.
That's better. That's better than calling out GTA 3. Thanks for that. So we're going to be playing that for our podcast listeners. You're going to be hearing some messages from our friends. Please help our friends. They are our friends. But we'll be right back after these messages and song. Do the thing. Microphone mutation. That's right. To talk on a podcast, pro tip, you have to unmute your microphone. Turns out
that might help just a little bit.
It might help. Microphone mutation. And also it didn't help that I forgot about a particular costume change that happens on this show for video things only. But this is the Geek IO show. That was Professor Shy Guy with Plug In Baby featuring Christian Kieran Strange, can't talk, from Professor Shy Guy's 2014 album History 1-1 that we watched on this show. Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
And I can't lip read very well.
Yeah. Why'd I get a strange feeling of deja vu of us being here?
Playing
Professor Shy Guy. And you getting your jacket on. We already did a show like this, right?
We did. I mean, hey, I'm glad you remembered that.
Professor Shy Guy is a friend of the network. We do play his music.
Exactly. Yes. And then YouTube bans us in Germany. So there's that. Have fun with that.
No, that was for the DuckTales.
Was that for DuckTales or was that for...
Yes, it was DuckTales.
Hi-Fi Dragons. Oh, it was DuckTales. You can't not do it. Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the second half of the half of the show. It's time for
Peterson, the time industry rides over and the question
is what I think
is really nice. Timey-wimey. Stop.
Oh, geek out.
Oh man, it's been a while since I've heard that bumper. It's supposed to be so happy. This is the Geek Out segment that I put on my jerk face $200 game show jacket with matching pants. And I did put the pants on today that don't have a rip in the front. And I deliver a game to all of you fine people. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. And to get this out of the way, if you've got a game or a bit idea you want featured on this show, you can email show@geek-io.net. Just put game or bit
Al
idea.
Pacifico.
Al Pacifico. Put Al Pacifico in the subject line. I want to see how many Al Pacifico fans there are in the audience.
Wait, do you mean Al Pacino?
Was there even an F there? Love that follow-up. So we say a lot of crazy and outrageous things on the show, right?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Pretty much from the time we go live to the time we stop, and sometimes before and after.
I mean, guaranteed before and after, really. Like, that's a guarantee. So, and we've done nearly 250 episodes of this show. We're just so close. I hope the network doesn't cancel us in the next week. Otherwise, this game's going to be really redundant and kind of sentimental in a way. But how many of those crazy and outrageous things do you remember?
Al Pacifico.
Al Pacifico remembers. Sorry, we remember him. Al Pacifico didn't die.
Don't kill Al Pacino now.
I'm not killing Al Pacino. I'm killing Al Pacino. Al Pacino. not killing a peasant. I'm killing a peasant. So today we're going to put your knowledge to the test on seeing how many crazy and outrageous things that current and past Geek.io crew members have said in these span across the 248 episode history of this show. That's still so weird for me to say out loud.
But, Josh and Carrie have only been here for what, like 50?
70? It's not okay.
About
so
60 at this point.
That's yeah. 60, I think. Yeah, it was when the Switch came out. Whenever that was.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm going to read you a quote, and then I'm going to give you an either or choice. So I'm going to give you two people that it could potentially be, because let's face it, if I didn't, it would be nearly impossible unless you're
how
me.
How well do you know your friends?
How well do you know your friends? It's a very after-school special of the Geek.io show. So we're going to go around the horn, and you guys are going to get start on who guesses first each round. So there you go. We're going to start with Raoul.
Okay.
This one. If you really want to watch guys failing at trying to score for 60 minutes, just pick one of your random single friends and go to the bar. Was that either Rachel or yours truly that said that?
I want to say Rachel.
I'm going to say Rachel.
Just Carrie? Because I don't think Dale knows much about sports.
That sounds like a Rachel thing, and I vaguely remember that, but it also might be that thing where your brain makes up fake memories.
Mandela effect.
That.
The Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect?
The man, that's not what I said, but
no.
Man,
that's what I heard.
That's the pre-show,
remember,
Dale.
I mishear everything.
The Mandela effect, though, is pretty good. Josh.
Title.
You're right.
Working on it.
I am also going to say that's a Rachelism because it also sounds like something I've seen posted on Facebook, and I know she likes to quote stuff like that, so.
Alrighty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've put production value into this. Listen to this.
I'm kind of sad Portugal is out since that's my mother country, but
I don't know how you guys can watch that. If you really want to watch guys failing at trying to score for 60 minutes, just pick one of your random single friends and go to the bar.
Whatever. I could just try my house, dude, for free.
I did that last day. Yes.
I did that every day of my life. What are you talking about?
That.
Oh my God. Wow, Dale.
Dale, Rachel. Good job.
Oh no! You could jump, you guys. You got it correct. I'm just the quiz master.
Yeah, but you went and actually delved into the logs and pulled the audio clip. Very
so.
You wear that jacket.
Well. I've got clips of all of these, and I've also got bonus quizzes, clips as well to play along the way.
Was that Azevedo and JD?
That was Azevedo, and that was JD from How It Stacks. Who used to occasionally host the show as well. That was talking about the, I think it was 2014 World Cup or something. That's from episode number 68.
Ah, rip, not
69. Almost 69. Almost 69.
Oh, right. So I don't know about 69 because nobody's scoring.
No, hang on. No one's scoring, and then 69 happens. So you go to the bar at 2 a.m. and then you're 69. And then you get kicked out of the casino at 3 a.m. Alrighty. Well done, everyone. These might be a little easy, but, you know, why not? We're having fun. So, Kerry, we're going to start with you on this one.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus! That dick just got hit by a car. Is that yours truly? Or CJ?
You do not yell, oh, Jesus, a lot, and CJ does, so I'm going with him.
All right. Josh?
Yeah, that Jesus. Seems like the right logic to me as well. And Dick just you are not really an O Jesus, at least not a straight O Jesus.
I mean, I am definitely not an O straight Jesus. Just the letter O, though. Like the letter O. I'm not an O Jesus. And Rao.
I'm going to have to go with CJ because CJ's likes to peak the meter.
Wow. Does straight O Jesus like to peak the meter too?
I mean, that's what you're going to be saying.
I have no idea what that's meant to mean. All right, listen to this.
I can't describe it on
Twitch. Jesus, that dick just got hit with a car. Fuck.
No. That's correct. And it was CJ, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to laugh if we tie. Sorry, go ahead.
Everyone's going to get every answer correct. That was from episode number 228. We were discussing genital jousting 2 minutes into the show.
What were you watching? What was CJ watching when he's...
I think that's a question better left unanswered for the ages.
I listened to it and I still don't understand how we got onto genital jousting within the first 2 minutes of the show.
It's called the Geek IO show.
Right?
I mean, you were here for today's pre-show.
I mean,
you were to genital jousting at 2 minutes flat.
Exactly. The Geek IO show. All right. Question three. We're all done. We're two for two, everyone. Well done.
Yeah, yes.
Josh, we're going to start with you on this one. I refuse to call it Chippendale because of obvious confusion between a kids' television show from the 90s and an adult location for people to go see male strippers. Man, we got a theme going on here today. Unintentional theme.
Apparently.
I know, right? We've all had a tough week. It's Thursday night. We're making a night of it. Geek IO after dark. No, it was Geek IO in the sunlight. Not after.
Who were the candidates, Dale?
Oh, sorry. The candidates were... I forgot about that. Your candidates were Jared Budlong or Jared Azevedo.
Oh.
Battle of the Jareds. Mm-hmm. They're jazzing off. No.
Yeah, maybe not using that phrase in this context is a good idea.
The jazz off effect.
Wait.
No. Okay. Josh.
I'm gonna say Azevedo because I don't know Budlong well enough to have his speech mannerisms down.
Alrighty. Round.
Azevedo? I don't think Budlong would say that.
Kerry.
For no other reason than to keep the combo going, I'm going to say Azevedo too.
You're all going full hog on Bud. Log, I should really just stop talking and play the clip.
On Azevedo.
I've been watching a ton of Rescue Rangers because I refuse to call it Chippendale because of obvious... Yes, obvious confusion between a kid's TV show from the 90s and an adult location.
I was going to say him, too.
Strippers.
I'm all for both.
Wait, no, I'm just...
Wrong.
But yeah, see, here's the thing. Since we all voted for jazz, we still all voted the same way, so we're all still tied.
Exactly. That's the only reason I voted for jazz.
You're all revolting. Stop revolting.
Hey, Dale, we want to play a game.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, it's how long can we keep the game tied despite you?
Oh
no! You know what it is? It's how long can we keep the game tied to keep listening to the clips that Dale put so much hard work into pulling for this?
That's the more altruistic version.
Yeah, no, you call it fight against the establishment. I call it creating tension. So however you want to describe the 2016 presidential election is totally up to you.
Travesty.
I mean, much like this game. Hey,
this game is awesome. Rao,
I know, right? Thank you. Rao, we're going to start with you on this one.
Okay.
The quote is, "The kid was a horrible actor. I'm glad he died."
Oh, that's from a Rotten review. I know that.
Yeah, it could be. You never know. Also, sorry, that previous one is from episode 40. I forgot to mention that of the show. And that's just a random G3.
I think that was before I started becoming a regular.
Yeah, I wasn't on that show either. All right. The kid was a horrible actor. I'm glad he died. Was that Andy, former announcer of the SmackDowns and former cast member of the Manipool? Was that you?
Oh.
Did you say that? Also, that's a really bad thing. So I was like, did you say that? The geek I heard suddenly turned into interrogation hour.
No shit, right?
Quick, grab Felix's lamp and shine it in your face.
Did you do it? Oh my god.
I wouldn't say Andy.
Come here.
Because I don't think that would be something I would say.
Kerry.
Did you
say that?
Well, see, now you're like, eh. So I'm like, do I metagame and vote for Raul?
Or am I throwing you off? Or is this interrogation hour? Is it the same as you remember?
Same as it ever was.
Are the boats going to bust into my house and like...
Yeah, I can't see Raul saying that, so I'll go with a person that I don't know at all.
Nice.
I have seen and interacted with Andy in the Slack, but that is about it.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. I cannot see Raul saying that about anyone. Like, it just does not sound like a Raul thing to say. So I'm going to go with Andy.
Well, I've got a clip. Let's find a clip.
The kid was a horrible actor. I'm glad he died. That's a horrible thing for me to say, aww. But oh my god, he was a horrible actor.
Come on. Ninjas. And ninjas. Well done. It was Andy.
Wait, what movie?
So that was from episode 5. Of the Geek.io show, our rant and review of In the Name of the King, the Dungeon Siege UA Bowl pile of crap.
That explains why the acting was bad. It was a UA Bowl movie.
Exactly. Exactly. So you guys are still tied. 3-0.
Success.
God, I feel like I'm on an episode of The Manipool playing this game.
And we're all rolling 20s and they're exploding.
All right, so I've got a bonus clip. Do you all want a bonus clip?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Now for sports, Dale.
Well, with the sports department, we've got the AFL, and it's the most complicated game in history. I don't know anything about it. Now for Star Science with Rao.
Yes. Science?
Science?
Now I'm just picturing Raul in the place of the chemistry dog with the goggles on and the happy face. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh,
it's so awkward hearing myself.
Yeah, science.
Back up, princess. Y'all get a stand in the spotlight, let me tell you. Just spoiler alert. I may have given the answer.
Keep in Raul, I had to edit an episode that was literally just me and Felix talking. So I heard
that was
a lot
really
of
good episode of The Manipool, by the way. If you all are just quick sidebar, if you've not listened to that bonus episode of The Manipool, you owe it to yourself to go listen to it
probably one of the best things we've ever done on the network. Aww. It was really good.
It's still getting a lot of love. CJ was giving me some feedback earlier over Slack about Metapool in general, and a DM who runs a D&D podcast that he knows that gets like 150,000 weekly downloads loves that episode.
The Metapool is getting a lot of love at the moment. Well-deserved love.
Makes me so fucking happy.
It's really good. It's really good. All right. Back to the game, though. This is interrogation hour. And question 5 is up next. I don't know. I was about to say the person to the answer, but I don't know. we're going to start with Kerry on this one.
Okay.
I've been living with pussy for 20 years. Is that Rao or Rachel? It's an R off.
I have never heard Raul use that word, so I'm going to guess Rachel. Also, hi, Death by Mage.
Hi, hey. Death by Mage!
It's a party in the time machine tonight.
Exactly. I've got my Doctor Who jacket on, even though I wear this for every game, but it's Doctor Who's that jacket today.
Well, at least you're getting your mileage out from it.
I know, right? Best investment I made 3 years ago. Josh.
Yeah, I also cannot see Raul using that particular turn of phrase. That is definitely something from the mouth of Rachel.
Yes.
Because she is not shy about her terms.
And it is one of the things we love about her.
I know, she's very unhinged and we all love her for it. Play the clip!
I've been living with pussy for 20 years.
Oh, damn!
What?
Oh,
shots fired.
Shots fired.
What the hell? Was I drinking?
Bum bum. That is incorrect.
God damn.
Now
we're all still tied though.
I do like how we know each other well enough that we all like have the same logic even when we're wrong.
Oh,
CJ, you have a really united team.
United team, even when we're incorrect. We're so united.
Where is that from?
Alright, so that is from episode number 207. That was a little bit of a cheat for me because that was one of CJ's birthdays where we played Cards Against Humanity.
God.
That would do it.
Yeah.
I never said
I wasn't an asshole.
Yeah, that's like the only time you could get me to say shit like that.
That's like you quoting me reading show titles.
Question 6. I'm going to start with Josh on this one.
Bring it on.
I believe in her underground abilities or whatever it was. Was that Rachel or yours truly?
That was you.
Now the interrogations, I just realized the interrogation sound got backwards. That was you.
Dad, where were you on the night of the 5th?
I was
getting kicked out of the casino at 3 a.m. in the morning.
There was definitely a 5th involved.
And then there was a 5th. Really drunk that night, too, so that makes it more hilarious. Rao.
You.
Gary.
The or whatever it was is very much a Dale tell. I think it was you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Dun Dale!
Dun Dun Dale! At least we got our Dale obligatory show title in. Let's play the clip!
Nobody has faith in Gemini Holiday.
I have belief in her underground abilities or whatever it was.
Secret abilities.
How do you describe that?
Ooh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Even her underground abilities.
Yes. All right.
That's Mr. Scott Fletcher there, too.
That is Mr. Scott Fletcher and me truly. Yourself truly. Yours truly is what I was looking for there.
There you go.
Truly scumptious.
That was from episode 124, the 2015 Winter Movie Smackdown.
Update.
And we were talking about the infamous movie that has made the least amount of money ever, Gem and the Holograms. Who owned that? I wonder who owned that movie.
Gee. Was it Dave?
Was it Dave? It wasn't me. It was actually Raoul. Anyway. wasn't Daily. So you're all still tired.
You have Crazy Rich Asians instead.
I know. $30 I spent on that movie. Go out and see Crazy Rich Asians on whatever day.
Why did you spend $30 on that movie?
Shenanigans between there being nothing else to bid on, everyone wanting to get rid of their money so they get cheap wild cards, and people driving the bid up just to make Dale spend $30 on it.
Because... No, I'm very inclusive. I wanted an Asian movie. I needed my Asian movie.
That and $30 will buy you Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, Steph, I made. Choices were made. But were they good choices? We'll find out. I'm going to laugh when that makes fucking bank.
Oh, it's going to make bank. And not when. Sorry, not if. When. Not when. It describes my SmackDown career in a nutshell, even though I've won 3 of them. All right. Question 7. We're going to start with someone who didn't go last time. I think we're starting with Raoul on this one?
Yes.
Yes. That's a Chinese bootleg porn game that was posted on Twitch. Which member of the Robot House said that? Is that Kerry or Josh? Kerry's giggling.
Oh my god. Say it again?
That's a Chinese bootleg porn game that was posted on Twitch.
Kerry.
Kerry, was it you? Where were you on that night?
Sure. Question mark.
All right, no, that's your answer.
I mean, I do sure. Talk a lot about Chinese bootlegs, so it's theoretically possible.
I mean, that's a way of thinking. Josh, was it you?
No, it was definitely Kerry.
Alrighty. Let's head to...
Head to the soundboard.
The soundboard. It's toggling time.
So, you can't play Suck My Dick or Die on Twitch.
I remember that one.
And you can't play the Maiden Rape Assault Violent Semen Inferno on Twitter.
That sounds like a wish title.
I'm surprised they need a list for that.
Yeah,
that sounds like a wish title.
That's a Chinese bootleg porn game that was posted on Twitch.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Anything you cannot think of, surprise. Smack my dick or die.
Okay, so.
Oh, the band games list on Twitch.
Josh was backing that train up. That was episode with the one and only Death by Mage, episode number 240.
I had never seen a train do an about face before.
Right, that train landed on its face, even though trains don't have faces, but it landed on it. That certainly was not light rail that night. It was certainly some heavy...
Oh, the light rails.
Oh, the light rails. Who wants a bonus clip?
Yeah, I want a bonus clip.
I do.
All right, bonus clip!
I would have just gone for the blowjob, honestly, but that's just me.
It's your turn next year.
Yeah, you get to molest the next.
Yeah, don't finish that.
Well, we know that was a Manifold recording.
No, that was Hocus Pocus, wasn't it? The rent review of Hocus Pocus.
I didn't write anything there for the bonus clips.
I heard Felix was the thing.
Yeah, Felix has only been on one Geek.io.
I think it
and that was,
was
Hocus Pocus.
No, I think it was actually the Manipul recording, the Halloween one.
Yeah, the Halloween
one. Oh.
Yeah, the Halloween one. I was going to say that there was another one.
Yeah, there was another one. That exists.
Oh, the Halloween episode.
Oh, the Halloween
episode. I still don't know what the fuck that was.
That was Nugs and Jugs.
Nugs and Jugs. May it live on in infamy.
The funny thing is that you guys were all dying of laughter when I said that, but it's a TBCJ reference.
Why don't we try a 4th of July RP, like the major holidays, like Independence Day, Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
So, like a Thanksgiving-themed RPG would just be like most RPGs, going someplace and committing genocide.
Oh!
And we went there.
Question 8. I don't want to play this game anymore. I want to play that game. All right. We're going to start with Carrie on this one, I think.
Yes.
Sure.
Why not? It's the last question anyway, so we might as well. For all the points, every single one of them, which means two people are going to win this game potentially, if not all of you. Because you're all still tied. All right. The quote is, "A very large man of color who takes one look at your appearance and goes, oh, hell nah." Was that Josh or CJ?
Watching Josh's face. See, Dale, this is cheating because everybody knows they're the same person. So no matter what, we all get this question right.
Oh,
they're just from different timelines.
Everyone's the winner.
But you know what? We have not had a Josh quote yet, and you said this is the last one, so I'm going Josh.
Josh, was it you or CJ?
It's a me.
It's a Josh.
It's a Josh. Let's see if I shot the bit in a foot too early. Let's play the clip.
Well, the next couple coming out of the bar includes a very, very large man of color who takes one look at your appearance and goes, oh, hell no. It starts running the other direction. And that is also from the Halloween special Manipool.
Yeah, you can hear him breaking Felix in the background there.
That was also from the Halloween episode. Everyone's a winner!
You got an MF from Felix.
Exactly. Felix made an appearance. Everyone got 6 correct. See, CJ, you should let me host more often. Everyone's a winner.
Oh, God, our score is 666.
Oh, no!
Quick, Dale!
Any more?
That was a really fun game.
I don't have any more bonus clips.
Delbert wins. You got 7 questions right.
Oh, hey, I do actually. I did find. Now I'm going through my Sam broadcast and just finding stuff. Is this?
My throat hurts because trainees in the outback.
Where is that from?
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Wait, we have that?
That's a we thing should we have that more often. That is a great clip.
Why do we use it? Are you going through the Dropbox?
No, I'm going through what I have on sound on my.
Yeah, that's jazz doing vocal exercises.
I know, right? Facial Kegel exercise.
I want to be the table, damn it.
All righty. Well, thank you.
That had to be something involving sexy men.
Okay. I have this.
The only time Richard was good for being murdered.
Ripple chains!
Also, this is a flashback that no one will understand.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam at www.spatialaudio.com.
That's for CJ.
You'll feel warm and squishy inside once you do.
I forgot that I had that bit.
Sam.
That's something for CJ. If he ever listens to this, yes, your show is derailed even when you're not here.
We're still in the same state.
We're in the area. It's not necessarily right.
No, Josh and I are the only ones in the same state, at least that are on the call.
Thank you everyone for taking part. That was a fun little romp through time.
That really was. I like that a lot.
Good fucking job, Dale.
Thank you very much. That was a fun romp through time. It was labor intensive and I was tweaking knobs and writing scripts and doing quotes right before the show.
I mean, let's be fair, you'd tweak knobs regardless.
Exactly, because I'm a producer on this show. If you've got a game or a bit,
please. Well played, sir.
Please do hit us up. show@geek-io.net. Put game, bit, or Al Pacifico in the subject line, apparently, now. You want to get in touch with us.
Let's be fair. If they put Al Pacifico in the subject line, we're going to know what they're talking about.
Exactly. And Kerry said, yeah, let's be friends over on all social medias at Geek.io Show for your favorite platform, including Snapchat. Apparently we're on Snapchat. So, and CJ's planning.
I didn't approve that.
Neither did I. And apparently that's a thing. So there you go. This is the part of the show where I do the live wrap-up whilst tripping live on air, because normally I do this and CJ reads this, but here we go anyway. You can listen to the show Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Fridays, 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time over at twitch.tv/geekioshow. Okay, my clothes are off now, so I can... my jacket... All right, it's warm in here. That jacket's pretty heavy. You can get a hold of us again, show@geek-io.net, Al Pacifico in the subject line. You don't have to. At twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow. You can give us a buzz over at the Geek Hotline, 727-489-4335. That's 727-489-GEEK. We have a Discord. Fun and festivities are held over there every single day. Guaranteed. Or something.
So many puns.
Exactly. So many puns. All of them. And then me randomly popping in and complaining about my day. And that's over at geek-io.net/discord. And remember, you can support us over at patreon.com/geek-io. I actually did a little bit of a hangout for this game. I did some prep hangout after this game. No, none of the hosts were on that hangout because that would have been... No, there was no cheating going on here. And the patrons got to enjoy that. You get a master feed of all the shows and so much more over at patreon.com/geekio. Hey, Raul Gaza.
Hey, Dale.
What have we got going on next week?
Oh, the boats are still out, so who knows what we're going to get up to. Another happy, fluffy Dale trivia time, perhaps? Maybe?
Maybe.
Tune in next week to find out.
Find out. For some reason, the video
on Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
No. Dragon Ball Daily.
Dragon Ball Daily. Speaking of which, it's time for the following Papa.
The Summer Movie SmackDown Update.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are heading into our seventh week of the SmackDown already. It doesn't feel like that at all. I feel like we've been at this thing for 2 months. Ending their run this week is Solo, the worst meh movie ever.
I liked it.
Did you? Apparently, it was pretty meh. That's what I'm. That's what I'm.
It wasn't great, but it was good.
Okay, I take your word for it. I haven't seen it, so we can't. Yeah, I don't. I don't know. Entering into their second week is my $24 and two tacos. Legitimately, these aren't making any money. It's Action Point and Adrift. And opening up this week, we've got Hereditary by Josh. We've got Ocean's 8 by Charles, Skyscraper for Kerry, and Hotel Transylvania through The Minions Are Back in Town by CJ.
We're fine. Down.
Also, got a lot opening this week.
I know. We got some Wednesday openings in there as well. So
it's next almost week. Like we're heading into summer and people have time to go to the movies.
Or people are trying to make money before Incredibles 2 comes out. They're pushing their movies forward just so before that comes out, because that's what I'm thinking, because I believe that's next week.
Yeah. No, next week it's going to consume the box office.
God, is it true? Is it next week already? Oh, my
God. It's the 15th, so 15th. 8 days. Yeah. So a little over a week.
We need to get our tickets for that.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not going to be able to watch that till the following, like, 2 weeks later.
Just borrow a kid. You'll be fine.
No. I'm not even worried about that. that's not what I mean.
It's the Geek.io show, Raul. We're required to take everything in the worst possible context.
Exactly. We are the worst meh movie ever.
I thought you were going to say we are the worst possible context.
Which that game, it proves that that theory is accurate. All right, so
not Dale. It was a good game.
It is a good game, and we just happen to be a group of adults who get along very well and know that we are on a stream for grown-ups.
A stream for grown-ups. Exactly. All right. The standings are Raul Gaza is in first place with $20.6 million. CJ is in second place, $20.8 million. Yours truly somehow got into third place. I don't understand with $3.8 million. And Charles is in fourth place with $3.4 million. Robot House will be on the board, theoretically, next week. Assuming the numbers for the Wednesday openings are in yet. They should be by the time we go live. Fingers crossed. Hey, Josh.
Hey, CJ. I mean, Dale.
C-Dale.
I don't know if you did that on purpose, or is that just automatic?
I did that on purpose.
Yeah. CJ and I look terribly alike. What do we got going on?
This week on the Geek.io Media Network, the generic live show shows you perfect pants if you're ever afraid of getting caught with your fly down. More on that later. With the destination set, the group of the Metapool splits up to prepare for the journey ahead. We've got a lot of little things going on in that episode. Everybody gets to kind of do their own thing for a little bit, which is a nice change of pace. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, this week's Liquid Handicap had the delightful Raul playing some of that delicious 20XX. How many drinks did you get up to, Raul? A lot?
Was it like 20?
A lot.
Harry was
XX. XX, 20.
XX, 20. Nice.
It works either way.
Yeah.
And on this week's Anime Otaku Show, Trigger Done did us dirty with only one actual episode to review. How dare they?
And we end up talking more about My Hero.
We should, though.
Yes.
Tune in to find out.
Indeed. Well, thank you, everyone. Oh, well, no, it's not this bit. This is the bit where Showbot is actually working this week. This is about Kerry gets to embarrass herself in front of the internet and hopefully not end up on a future game without a context quotes. By going to
page, there we go.
Geek-io.net. What's the thing?
Showbot.tv.
/geek-io. There we go.
So we have two docking boats. The wait was worth the pun. Mummy and Daddy Boat love each other very much. Already hot for Dale. Pack everything in the generic live file cabinet. The problem with pineapple lumps. Dale running away from home to join the circus. Speaking of Vista dudes, Dale unhinged. Hat. I almost read that as hat, but then I realized that's not what that was.
You're Southwest, missing a W there, but
Southwest Texas, not a hoot. Bad comments loading. We have two whole viewers tonight. Incoming! Not last night because I was drinking. Use the stumps. Give me God of War. What else does Halo have? Vocab on the Barbie. Do the thing! Do the thing! Microphone mutation. Al Pacifico remembers. The man dollar effect. Rip not 69, nobody's scoring. The jazz off effect. And ninjas. Dun dun daily! Surprise, it's a Chinese bootleg. And Dale Gunball Z.
Oh, man, so much range on this episode.
And we've got a tie. A three-way tie.
A four-way tie. A five-way tie. And ninjas. I do kind of... The band
surprise, it's a Chinese bootleg.
Yeah, surprise, it's a Chinese bootleg. Just got to four.
We got the problem with pineapple lumps. Southwest Texas, not a hoot. I do kind of like use the stumps. Mocap on the boat. Wow, man, so many good
Chinese bootleg.
Surprise, Chinese bootleg. Because I think that I find that title good because I don't think it was actually ever said.
Yes, it was. It was said in the quotes.
Those clips were said. Those words were said.
I mean, they were said. It is a true fact.
They were said. I do like honorable mention goes to Dale running away from home to join the circus, though.
Sadly, I don't think that one or Mummy and Daddy Boat would have fit.
If only, right? If only. It looks like we're going with surprise! Exclamation point. It's a Chinese bootleg.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. The exclamation points are very important, right? Alrighty. On behalf of CJ and Rachel, who are not here, let's send their condolences. This is kind of really weird. We're going to see you all next week. Bye!
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo.
Copyright 2018. You see how that works? Yeah.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.